Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking juggalos listening right now. Juggalo Rhyme Radio.
Bringing duggers where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches and the zombies eating up your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucking now we spin the shit. Bringing duggers where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches and the zombies eating up your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucking now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, erection. My shit's raw, no protection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, walls for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Then I see this girl, I'm throwing fists, cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message, you more in it. Fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad, through rainstorm, flashing colors, dropping something. Turn up, I'm with you and nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit. Wicked witches, open witches, how the fuck? We be living here at top of the league, man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from a juggalo. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a herbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faked in. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Chains on style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you're hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing darkness where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaning off your dick. We twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing darkness where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaning off your dick. Twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Well, whoop, yo, good motherfuckers. Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your host, Tavik Coles. Ghetto G will be joining us very shortly. Let's run a track to play for y'all motherfuckers. Oh, yeah, by the way, coming up next Thursday, the one and only Whitney motherfucking Payton. And, yo, we excited about this shit. I know why I am. I don't know about y'all, but, yo, get your asses fucking ready. Get your asses up and set for this fucking shit. Because, yo, this lady, you know, this chick is just badass as a motherfucker. That's all I got to say about her. Now, let's see what we can give y'all. Hello, Fat Man the Glutton, featuring Mr. 5 O'Clock. Chop him up.
Sick and twisted, nice and dirty, filthy as a fuck. When the Fat Man got the knife, you know you are the luck. So cut and stab and peel and slice it ready to be cooked. I'm that motherfucking psychopath you never overlook. I'ma do these nasty things until your body cause I can. I'ma get you fucking naked cause that's always been my plans. I'ma hang you by your ankles when I'm draining out your blood. Cutting off your head and hands and leave them in the tub. Rip you open wide just to see what I can find. Then I'm eating everything that I find inside. Chewing on your organs. Just a schizophrenic juggalo, killing to the beat. Killing me that tastes so sweet, special. mentally afflicted, I caught a case of cannibalism. Won't you be my victim? I need to take my pills and I need to take them now. I need a pint of blood just so I can wash them down. So what you think? You think you got just enough to spare? I also think that you can scream cause no one is aware. I am the fucking monster, bitch, your soul that will consume the nocturnal kind to be lurking in your room. Dig it, bite it, rip it, tear, blood and guffy everywhere. Chewing, chomp your skull and stick, bust it open with a brick. SAT to the MAN, chop you up and wear your skin. Nothing like the blood and death, make it gory, nothing less. Smoke your pride, I'll do it slow, anticipation, here we go. Brain the body, cut the throat, roll the joint and take a toe. Bath off in my brain, they be making me insane. With a chemical, the balance that's deep inside my brain.
I up next, Rev Theory, Justice.
I want justice. I want you overthrown. I want justice. I want to stand alone.
Shake. this club. When we get started, man, we ain't gonna stop. We gonna turn it out till it gets too hot. Everybody sing, hey, yo. Time to turn it out till it can't no more. Let's get this thing shaking like a disco ball. This is your last one and a courtesy call.
Y'all next. Kid motherfucking rock.
Yeah, and I've set up and tore down this stage with my own two hands. We've traveled this land, packed tight minivans, and all this for the fans, girls, money and fame. I played their game and had to scream my name. I will show no shame. I live and die for this. And if I come off soft, fix you on this.
Are you scared?
Without a cause, and I'm back with the beaver hats and Ben Davis slacks. 30 packs of stroll, 30 packs of hoes. No Rogaine in the propane flow. The chosen one, I'm the living proof. With the gift to gab from the city of truth. I jab and stab and not critic back. And I did not stutter when I said that. I'm going platinum, selling rhymes. I went platinum 7 times. It's still the ill, it wanna see us rise. I guess because the only God knows why. Why? They call me cowboy. I'm the singer in black. So throw a finger in the air. Let me see where you're at. Say,
hey, hey.
Let me hear where you're at. Say,
hey, hey.
I'm giving it back. So say,
hey, hey.
Show me some metal and say,
hey, 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 hey.
Yeah. Fuck all y'all. I like hate. Cephas, Beasties, and the Kings of Rock. Skinner, Seeger, Limp, Corn, the Stones. David Allen Cole with No Show Jones. Yeah! Pass that bottle around. Got the rock from Detroit. Soul from Motown. The underground stone. Fucking pimp. Retracted Mac and slap back the whack. Never gain away. I don't play with ass. But watch me rock with Liberace flash. Punk rock the class. Boy bands are trash. I like Johnny Cash and Grandmaster Flash. I'm gonna fuck some hoes after I rock
I.O. next. Kid Crazy. The voices made me do it.
There's always voices in my motherfucking head. They keep screaming at me while I'm sleeping in my bed. They want me to murder, they won't let me be. The only way they'll stop is to go on a murder spree. I broke into a house and I emptied out a mag. I packed the remains up in a garbage bag, put it in my car, wrapped in a white sheet with blood leaking through and spilling on my back seat. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. I washed up with God blood on my hands, driving through town thinking of an escape plan. I need to ditch the body, I gotta hang tight. Once I dump the body in the grave, it'll be alright. Now I'm in the woods and I'm digging a fucking hole. Nobody knows I'm the reason for the death toll. If I get caught, I'ma be in deep shit. But it's not my fault, the fucking voices made me do it. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. What do I do? I gotta skip town. I'm so fucking nervous, I can feel my heart pound. I need to leave town and find another place, so I don't catch a fucking murder case. I just shot the one in the motherfucking face. I need to disappear without a motherfucking trace. This is what happens when I lose control. If you're in my way, then you'll end up in a hole. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music.
I.O. up next. Tiny Toons. Unlocking new doors.
You are now listening to Dancing of Octane Entertainment.
I'm not that type to walk a straight, though sometimes dread to another day. It gets worse and worse when it's this way. One new thing, don't care about the bay. Don't ask me if I am okay. Just pass me my blunt rolling tray. Let's fuck all the pain away. Good thing we grow dank in the base of stoners from San Jose. How much does that sack right there weigh? Can the pretty girl come out and play? Be down for a little role play. Did I mean to offend that trip? I'm okay. Everything about you is just a display. This book will erase or a throwaway. Laughing some pleasant sister and lame. Make a switch from my old thunder to my new spray. More rip after more with marijuana for days. Always looking green, covered in sticky tube with silver haze. I've got a permanent glossy glaze. You be out cold, snoring, you smoke, even half the weed I blaze. I'm unlocking new doors, while you're lost in the mainstream maze. Adding to my knowledge while yours decays. Oh babe, I can see the form, stuff to the core portrays. You need to chill out with that, some smoking few J's. Drink and take shots till your body feels a craze. My insides must be on fire, smoke never stops coming out. True trees and ditties, that's what I'm all about. So many foundations to see, bitten them like they drought. I am a little kinky, make you dress up like broke out. If you ain't fucking it out without a doubt, once you've had a taste, won't be able to live without. Put your head back and enjoy my scenic route. Bet you're happy now that you didn't hold out. Screaming, yelling, moaning, my name is what you shout. When I finish with you, we're all gonna be stuck up in the drought. They say revenge is the only thing a woman really has. I must be different, cause I got my dab. Urgently, your results came back from the lab. mind is safer. If I'm not smoking weed, I'm hitting a vapor. I can't be your savior. Put you on speed, I'll be when I will later. Eat that shit up. Like I'm scared that you want it. Hits you like a horse afraid. I got the horse with me to leave a saber. Fuck you, what I've to say to any hater. Besides standards, I don't live a cater. Chillin' system, you're a permanent waiter. The mother earth, traffic and traitor. Sometimes you step in, be the invader. No one likes a tailgater. Be your own life narrator. In between an unseen equator. You can rise up, be me greater. With the power's out, be the generator. Be the useful, creative innovator. Paint your own picture, be the illustrator. Free yourself, be a crusader. Then gotta let's be a liberator. If there's no return, think they got it figured out, think the lessons learned. Who's gonna get your back when the tables turn? Defensively you threw them out and let the bridges burn. Companionship is now the only thing that you yearn. Looking for that fire, searching like a treasure hunt. That's why we getting bitched and gone like a bun. Everyone racing the front, always something on age or blunt. No one can take a compliment, they'd rather be called a cunt. But it's always gonna be like that, that's just the way it is. Only thing I would need to share, it's water when you fizz. But I don't know you like that, so we'll back about your biz. No one on this earth has a right to judge. Never going out the way, except for the budge. Getting something they want, like a fat kid in fudge. Around people falling down like a domino chain reaction. Know you got good intentions, I'm actually put it in your action. Boiling out with anger, always a quick reaction. We're worried about today's feelings and tomorrow's satisfaction. Go ahead and try to complete your life transaction. You're God under my skin, so the answer is subtraction. Next level lost is a human extraction. I'm here to clean your mind, be a deadly distraction. Living life as a public freak show attraction.
And we are back with a ghetto.
I really wish you would stop going around and telling everybody I got crabs.
So go figure, man. I found codes.
Codes? What, like the Matrix? Like Chris Jericho? What kind of codes?
Codes for Star Wars, the Force Unleashed.
Ooh, codes that aren't going to work. Congratulations. No, a few of them work, just the outfit codes. But congratulations.
Actually, no. These codes actually do work.
I don't understand why you need codes, but congratulations.
Let's see, a code for maximum force powers, all the lightsaber crystals, all force talents.
Yes, I know these as well, but you barely even played the game, and you're already cheating.
No. I'm already at the, that was a damn place. Like with all fucking Ewoks or Jawas or whatever the fuck they are.
That's pretty much like the whole game.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm at the start of like with like all these fucking Ewoks or Jawas or, well, I don't know what the fuck those things are. Those things are with the fucking sticks.
The sticks? Ewoks?
No, those other things, those sand desert things.
Why didn't you just say that? Well, clearly those are Jawas.
Okay, well, yeah, that's where I'm at.
Because Ewoks are little furry things. How do you fuck that up?
I don't know. Dude. Motherfucker, move. Motherfucker, before I kill your ass. Come on. There we go. I think we should play a game, though. Not a game. But yeah, Ben, so what do you think of fucking Roman Reigns winning yet again?
I think it's absolutely horrible that they keep pushing this motherfucker.
I would have to agree.
Like, if anybody out there, why don't you push somebody that's actually good? Why don't you push Seth Rollins, man? He actually does most of the fucking match.
Yeah, he does.
But no, Roman Reigns gets all the credit because he comes in and does one fucking move.
Yeah, a spear.
Roman Reigns, we are not impressed. Never were. Never will be.
That's kind of a given.
Go back to your other little place where you came from. Even though there you only did one move too, because that move was a bulldog.
It's true.
So what is it? Is it Mae Young is dead or Mae Young is still alive? Which is?
I don't know. I think she might be dead.
Because all them people after you said something about it, and all these people were like, she's dead, blah blah, posting all this shit, and then the next day, oh, I'm sorry about all that shit. She's still alive. What the fuck? No, which is it? Dumbass motherfuckers, fucking posted all this shit. Talking about she dies. She kicks out at 2 because she's still alive. Nope.
She kicked out at 2 when she's still alive.
That's after they found out she was still alive, when clearly we already knew she was alive the day before you're posting all this shit that she's dead.
The fuck was that? Sound like a Jabba.
It's Jawa, not Jawa.
Whatever, same thing. God damn it. Motherfucker, jump, you little fucking bitch. That's funny with this game, man, because the fact that you think that you're going to start off as a Jedi. No. You start off as fucking Darth.
Who the fuck said that?
I just automatically thought that you start off as a fucking Jedi.
No, you start out as the apprentice.
Yeah, the Darth Vader.
On both games. These games are based on the bad guy.
Oh. That's fucking retarded.
Why is that retarded?
Why is it based on the bad guy?
So the bad guy can win?
What if I don't want the bad guy to win? What if I want the good guy to win?
Then you're a pussy.
I'm gonna get up on that damn thing. And that little ledge there. Now, where the fuck did I go? I forgot again.
What, did you not enjoy starting the game off as Darth Vader killing Wookiees?
I mean, that was fun. Because I got to kill fucking Hysteria.
And if you kill like 200 of them in there or something, you get a trophy.
Yeah, I got a trophy. Alright, 2 trophies in a row.
But did you kill 200 Wookiees? That's the question.
I lost count of how many Wookiees I killed. All I know is I killed some Wookiees. Okay, now, let's try it again. You motherfucker! You keep falling down like a bitch. So we're going to go to the track. I'm going to smoke a cigarette with my hands quit being all sweaty with the damn fucking controller. You know what? Let's go to Little Chris.
so that way I can upload my Mestiza CD. Actually, get a track up on the soundboard that we don't have up on there. That's definitely coming my new favorite track, which would be Against the Wall. So, Ghetto G, are you ready to act the fool?
Cleaned out your crib, boy, what you gon' do?
Act a fool!
Just bought a new pair and they scuffed your shoes. Tell me what you gon' do?
Act a fool!
Now them cops tryna throw you in them county blues. Boy, what you gon' do?
Act a fool!
Home I've got traps, cops and robbers. It's 911, please call the doctor. Evacuate the building and trick the pigs. Since everybody want a piece, we gon' split your wig. See some fools slipped up and overstepped their boundaries. About to catch a cold, stay the fuck from around me. Your peeps talking about what kind of shit he on. You'll disappear like poof, bitch be gone. You think 12 gon' catch me? Give me a break. I'm supercharged with a hideaway license plate. It seems they wanna fingerprint me and give me some years. They'll only get one finger while I'm shifting gears. I got suede on my roof, wood grain on the dash, sheepskin on the rug, golden grain in the sash. Hydraulics all around, so I shake the ride. We go front, back, and side to side.
Some punk just tripped up and made you spill your drink. Tell me what you gon' do?
Act a fool! Now your car just stopped on an empty tank. Boy, what you gon' do?
Act a fool!
If you got late bills and you lost your job, tell me what you gon' do?
Act a fool!
If you about to get drunk and you ready to mob, boy, what you gon' do?
Act a fool!
Let's take it to the street, cause I'm ready to cruise. Just bought me and my cars all some brand new shoes. And the people just there, so I love to park it. And I just put a computer in the glove compartment. With my pedal to the floor, radar on the grill. TV in the middle of my steering wheel. It's my car's birthday, so we blowing them candles. More speakers in the trunk than my ride can handle. Got my name in the headrest, read it and weep. Nice tank in the back, camel hair on the seat. And when I pull up to the club, I get all the affection. Cause the women love the pain and they can see their reflection. I'm about to take off, so F what you heard. Because my side mirrors flap like a fucking bird. And for the fools, we gon' clock one, then we'll pop one. Cause my folk riding shotgun with a shotgun.
You just got hustled for a wad of cash, man. What you gon' do?
Act a fool!
Now your friends just smoked up your brand new stash. Say, what you gon' do?
Act a fool!
Now them girls up the block still running their mouth. Boy, what you gon' do?
Act a fool! If anybody talk bad about the dirty style, tell me what I'm gon' do.
Act a fool!
I got my eyes wide shut and my trunk wide open. Did donuts last week in the street still smoking. See, I'm off the antifreeze and my car is tipsy. On the off ramp doing about 150. Rolling through East Pern on my way to Ben Hill. Slide a 5 to the junkie to clean my windshield. Got the whole crew riding and we starting shit. I even got a trailer hitch with a barbecue pit. And now all you wanna do is get drunk and pouch. Plus your new name is Fire cause we stomped you out. And yeah, we blow trees and bees, that's fantastic. So girls, hold your weed while I'm weaving through traffic. I kick the fifth gear and tear the road apart. You'll be like Lil Jon Q and get a change of heart. It's one mission, two clips, and some triple beans. I'm about to blow this whole shit up to smithereens.
The potholes in the street just bent your rims. Tell me what you gon' do?
Act a fool!
Man, that ain't sticky, that's sticks and stems. Boy, what you gon' do?
Act a fool!
Catch your man with another bitch up in your bed. Ladies, what you gon' do?
Act a fool!
If the bottle's all gone and your eyes,
we're
course, there is one. There is one setback from with these codes, just so you know.
Yeah.
You can't save anything.
No shit. That's just like my 2K14 game. Apparently, every time I make tag teams on there, it decides it just wants to fucking delete them all.
Yep. So it's like kind of bullshit that you can't save anything. Like the save, like the save setting is completely disabled.
Man, it's only for certain codes though.
Yeah, I know, but it's still kind of bullshit, though.
It's not for, like, the outfits or the crystals.
Yeah, true. Give me some damn Java so I can start fucking...
Juno, I'm not sure what I'm looking at here. Are you picking up anything?
Just some panic transmission.
The Corbin just didn't expect any droid
resistance.
This is definitely a fun game. Let's see. Man, you know, I've been waiting for fucking 4 days for this damn head PE discography to fucking finish downloading.
See why you shouldn't download so many CDs at once?
Yeah, but, it gives me something to do.
Yeah, it also fucks up your computer all the time, too. But hey, whatever floats your boat, man.
Oh, yeah. Man, these big things don't go the fuck away.
These big things. What big things?
The fucking droids or whatever the fuck they are. Yeah. Unfortunately, you're getting the force is not strong with me when I'm against these damn things. Shot me in the damn back. So fuck with that bullshit. Fuck with that. You fucking push me in that. You fucking shoot me in the damn fucking back. Fuck you. I'm gonna kill your fucking nigga ass. I don't give a fuck if you're a robot or not. I'll kill your ass. Okay, no. Man, let's get this work.
I'm not sure what I'm looking at here. Are you picking up anything?
Just some panic transmission. The Corbin just didn't expect any droid resistance.
Yeah. the fuck? You will die. Man, how many of these things are there?
A lot. Talking about the big walking robots?
Yeah.
Man, all you gotta do, man, your best bet is to go behind them, just keep jumping in the air and swinging. Until the button appears above its head.
Well, that was a fail, because I ended up falling into that fucking pit of lava, or whatever the fuck that is.
And I had that problem fighting that fucking thing on a God of War. Fucking falling in the fucking lava and shit.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? The day!
Like, some of them things on that fucking game just won't fucking die.
Yeah, I'm seeing this.
Like, on that game and God of War, man. Things just don't fucking die.
Fall down and go boom, motherfucker. Yeah, I mean, except when they don't fucking... Ah.
Shut up, Proxy.
Yes, I can use that to my advantage. Well, you think, anyways. Well, that doesn't work for these things. Man, these things need to go the fuck away. They annoy the fucking shit out of me.
Man, what the hell is this? This damn dude that plays a nerd on some other show, I forget whatever the fuck that show was. He's now playing a bully on Modern Family. How about that?
Oh, back in the lava. Kota's Militia Combat. They already went. They got one of these motherfuckers. I think, anyways. But like I say, the one thing I like about this game is the fact that no matter what, you could be like you go into the fucking training room and just keep fucking working your ass off to kill these son of the bitches.
Yeah, but there's objectives in that, Havoc. You have to complete the things in there.
Well, I do. I just make sure I start killing everything in sight at the same time.
They're not just there to die. There's objectives.
Well, for me, they're just there to die. Because they need to die. Like these damn big ass fucking nigga fucking robots.
What's the hell are they called? ATAs or some shit like it.
Yeah, automated trading something.
I got one of those toys.
What, an ATA? Or the APA?
The APA, the APA too.
Man, what do you think the shield would do if the APA came back? Actually got back together and decided to start whooping their asses.
Nothing, because they're all old and out of shape.
Well, look at fucking DX, Road Dogg and Billy Gunn.
Yeah, they fucking die every time they're in a match. Like, and Billy Gunn can't even scream like two lines without running out of breath. Then you see CM Punk on Monday, so he's like, breathe, breathe.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Because as soon as he said all that shit he had to say, man, he was winded.
Yeah, and he wasn't even competing either.
Not yet, no. Until they wanted to fight the Shield and shit.
Man, I figured I'd say the fucking best thing with fucking Raw last night, Raw in general was the fact that Dean Ambrose got the fucking Python.
Yeah, Jake the Snake showing up. How about that?
Although it would have been a hell of a lot funnier if he did the fucking Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
But no, they don't want to do it that way.
Nobody really is expecting him to show up, though.
Yeah, right?
Like, fans or anybody.
Yeah. Not even fucking Michael Cole and JBL.
Yeah, but see, that DDP helped him, though.
Yeah, with that shitty-ass yoga that he does.
But shit, man, DDP, man, he's still kind of in shape for an old dude.
Yeah. So what the fuck are he doing matches? He's in the back doing yoga with fucking Booker T.
Well, that's his thing now.
Oh, yeah, by the way, they have another Assassin's Creed coming out.
Guess what? I haven't played any of them, so I really don't care.
Yeah. And it's funny, because Black Flag just came out.
Yeah.
Like a couple months ago.
Came out whenever 2K14 came out.
And they've already got fucking Assassin's Creed Liberation coming out for fucking pre-order right now.
I guess they expect people to be done with this game already.
I guess so.
That's where, like, WWE, they can release a game, like, every month. It only takes, like, a fucking week to complete the entire game.
But guess what they got up in the fucking Sony store to watch, man? You can rent it.
What might that be?
Bad Grandpa.
That's already out?
Yeah, it's in the PS store.
Like, is it on DVD then?
I don't know if it's on DVD yet, but they already have on the fucking PlayStation.
I just watched that movie Don John yesterday.
Yeah, I thought about checking that movie out.
It was like a softcore porn, dude. Like the entire thing. Although the first whole, like, opening clip, man, it was him watching clips of Alexis Texas. I was like, what the fuck? But yeah, man, the whole movie is just about this dude, you know, obsessed with watching porn.
Yeah, right?
But then, like, you know, he tries to hook up with this girl and shit, and then she got mad whenever she caught him watching porn. What? Like, does that really happen? The girls really get that upset?
I guess so.
Like, oh my God, you're watching porn, we're breaking up.
Man, they've got a fucking carry up on this shit already, too.
Man, I had no desire to go see that movie.
I don't either.
Like, it came out so fucking long ago, there was no need to put it out 2013.
The fuck? Dude, they've already got fucking Anchorman 2 off a pre-order.
That just came out on what? Christmas?
Yeah. So what the fuck is that?
Yeah, that was up on, like, the internet to watch for free, like, pretty much as soon as it came out.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, bro. Like, it just came out, and you're already gonna fucking... Man, I don't want that one, motherfucker. I don't want volume 3.
Volume 3 or 1?
Jackass. Yeah, see? You can fucking buy Bad Grandpa the extended version for an HD for $20 or an SD for $15.
I haven't even seen it. To just throw $20 down on it.
I haven't either. But yeah,
like,
I think it's...
I could have paid to watch Don John on PlayStation 2, but like, I found that for free finally, and just fucking watched it like it.
Jerkass. That's Bad Grandpa. Let's see. Yeah. Available for pre-order. The movie will be released on January 28th.
So you got to wait until the 28th?
No, you don't, because of the fact it's already on fucking, like in the PlayStation Store, so you need to buy early.
Pre-order shit on the PlayStation all of a sudden.
No, it's on PlayStation. It's not pre-order. Unlike Amazon and Best Buy and shit like that, it's pre-order there. But on PlayStation Store, you can buy it before it comes out.
Clearly.
Just... That's not a bad thing though. I think it's kind of dope that they give it to you before it's released and shit, for you to buy and watch and shit. I'll finish off fucking Star Wars tomorrow or later because I'm home all day. Yeah, I'm on Saturday and Sunday. I'm looking forward to it. And once Blog Talk takes out at $35, I'll be spending $15.
And on what?
The BCW comic book collector starter kit. It comes with album, pages, bags, and backboards. So which means all the comic books I have, I can put them in fucking plastic. And just put them in an album, and just keep them nice and fresh.
I see.
I see that. I'd buy a fucking samurai sword.
Yeah, because that's necessary. I mean, I don't know what it would do if I didn't have a samurai sword.
Oh, well, I mean, you could also buy guns up on fucking Amazon too.
Yeah, that sounds safe. probably buying, like, guns off, like, a cop or something. So you like sure illegal they got weapons.
Yeah, right.
Did they also sell cocaine on there too?
I wouldn't doubt it. Let's find out.
I'm sure somebody's dumb enough to sell drugs on the internet.
No drugs, but,
it's probably code or something. You gotta, you know, look around on there. I'm sure you'll find it.
But they do a cocaine, the energy drink.
That's wonderful.
And they even have another energy drink up on here called Pussy.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Let's see.
Now,
oh, they don't have
probably gross.
Well, they don't have a drug up on here, but they got a 3-pack of acrylic / glass snuff bullet snorters. So they do the stuff for you to buy for the cocaine.
See that? Because nobody rolls up dollar bills anymore.
Yeah, right.
They can have the fancy shit.
There we go. I should buy this fucking lighter here. It's a big lighter stash spot. Diversion safety. Or diversion safe. Or something like that. So it's like it looks like a lighter, but you can hide fucking weed and shit up in there. that's just funny. Yeah, no, man. Like the fucking cocaine energy drinks. I heard that she can give like a fucking heart attack. Like, you know, a fucking heartbeat too.
I can't imagine why.
Well, it used to be made with actual cocaine.
It's like that other drink that has alcohol in it.
Yeah, the Four Loko.
I mean, all these energy drinks are pure fucking sugar anyway. What the fuck?
Yeah, right. So why not add some alcohol to it? It's actual cocaine.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're real hyped the fuck up.
Yeah. And then a second later, you'll be on your deathbed.
Yeah. There is that chance.
That's why I won't touch it.
Well, then again, energy drinks are just pretty gross to begin with.
Yeah. Well, the 5-hour energy drinks aren't bad. Now, let's see what we can play here. Oh, yeah. I was supposed to upload that track to my computer. I almost forgot about that.
Way to go. So, did you tell Vanessa that we're live?
No, because she didn't ask me yet.
So, tell her. So she doesn't have to ask.
She'll still ask. What the hell are you kidding? Is she even on? No.
Fuck it, it'll go to her damn phone.
Shit, fuck that. Let's see if she has a phone number. We'll just call her up.
She does have a phone number.
In that case, we'll just call her. Group settings, format, MP3, rip. Now let's see if she picks up. Call failed, was not answered. Bitch, it didn't even ring. What are you talking about, call failed?
Who the hell knows? How was that?
I think that was the fucking phone.
That was either you farting or a rodeo dial.
I think it was a rodeo dial. Man, then...
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again.
Well, why the fuck not?
Yeah. We are live and tried to call your ass in. There. You know, I wonder if Whitney Payne has a store.
Who?
Whitney Payne.
Yeah, she got a store.
Let's see what she has up in there. In there? Up in there.
She has the shirt. Or maybe shirts.
New album coming January 2014. Yes, we know this. We just don't know when.
Well, clearly, at the end of the month, since it's already, what, like, what the hell's today's day? The 11th?
Yeah, true. Let's see how much our shirts cost. Not bad prices, I guess. I mean, shit, man, like, her fucking jerseys are fucking, cheaper than psychopathic. Fucking $35 for a fucking jersey.
Now, see, that's reasonable. Instead of
$100. Yeah, right? The accessories. How much of that? $23. $18. $16. That's $23. I don't really want a bag. But maybe I'll get one of these bandanas.
Yeah, you can wear it with your choker chain.
What choker chain?
I don't know, that small ass necklace you've got.
Oh yeah, that chain's gone.
What do you mean it's gone?
Well, I couldn't get the charm off of it, so I fucking cut it off. So I get to get the charm off of it and switch the charm to a fucking different chain.
Well, it's a good thing, because, man, that was looking like a fucking choker.
Man, my fat-ass neck, yes.
Looking like something that Laura Jean chick would wear.
Yeah, right? Miss Kisa. Upload track. Let me ask you, Ben. Have you ever had or heard of a soda called Waste Fit? Waste Watcher.
No.
Be glad.
That sounds healthy.
Yeah. because of the fact there's no carbs, there's no caffeine, and oh yeah, there's no fizz to it either.
Oh yeah, there's no taste to it either.
Oh no, I mean it tastes like root beer, kind of. It tastes like a flat version of root beer.
Well, that sounds great.
Hey, you should try one of these. If you ever find it.
Yeah, let me find a flat tasting root beer. Sounds great.
Yeah,
get right on that.
Let's see who the fuck's online.
These are not the pops you're looking for.
I mean, the ginger ale is not bad, and I mean, the ginger ale person like actually has fucking fizz to it. Just the root beer that does.
Ginger ale, anything is disgusting.
Well, nah, some of it's actually pretty good.
No. No. Not at all.
Well, what do you say we play this track? Ms. Kisa, Against the Wall.
Fine.
Comments up on my wall, yeah. But I don't sit down waiting around for nothing, because I know if I don't do it, then it's never ever coming. I sacrifice my life to get behind this mic and
yeah.
Ruin my relationships because music is my wife. Nothing's coming in between, and baby, it ain't a dream, it's reality. I live it every day, I'm in the scene.
Uh-huh.
Going broke as fuck to get some TV duplication,
uh-huh.
And spending all my money so I can tour across the nation.
Uh-huh.
It's called paying your dues, and I've been doing it for a while, and I love this music shit, I'll gladly do it with a smile.
Yeah.
But you need to understand how fucking hard I work before you start running your mouth and going berserk. It takes blood, sweat, and tears. Been working for years, getting rid of all your fears so you can hear those cheers.
Mama pushed up with my back against the wall, and everyone around is waiting for me to fall.
This is the time, this is make it or break it, and nobody gon' give it to me, so you know I'm gonna take it.
Mama pushed up with my back against the wall, and everyone around is waiting for me to fall.
This is make it or break it, and nobody gon' give it to me, so you know I'm gonna take it.
You can push me against it, I'm just gonna break it down. Right now it's sink or swim, and I ain't going to drown. I'm staying afloat until my very last breath, till I get like old as fuck, until I work myself to death. The life that I lead, it makes you grow old fast, so I gotta act quick and leave the past to pass. No time for dwelling, tears and eyes swelling. Nostalgia can be compelling, but I'm not buying what they're selling. I'm clearing my own path and I'm finding my own way, making a better tomorrow from what I learned today. I got more people holding me up than ones bringing me down. I got people helping me out, spreading the word around the town.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I've done nothing and everything all at once. Step forwards and fall backs, and it's knowing that I can trust.
Like you
can work your ass off and not have much to show. It's like you're moving so fast, the world around you so slow.
Mama
pushed up with my back against the wall, and everyone around is waiting for me to fall.
This is the time, this is make it or break it, and nobody gon' give it to me, so you know I'm gonna take it.
Mama pushed up with my back against the wall, and everyone around is waiting for me to fall.
This is time, this is make it or break it, and nobody gon' give it to me, so you know I'm gonna take it.
And we are back.
That was a very short track.
Well, yeah, it's only 2 minutes long. Let's see. Let's see if I can figure out how long each track is.
Why does that matter?
Just curious. Yeah, Against the Wall is actually the shortest track on the album. Second shortest track is I Get High, featuring Lyrical.
It's Lyrical.
Lyrical. And... so The longest track on the entire album would be Do What You Gotta Do featuring D-Murder. But I noticed a lot of these tracks feature artists, but yet you don't realize they feature artists until you hear the artist.
No, don't some of them say featuring people?
Well, let's see. Track 4, I Get High featuring Lyra Kyle. What's Up featuring Mr. Six. Do What You Gotta Do, which is track 7, featuring D-Murder. And then track 9, which is Life featuring Begatastic. But Uncontrollable features Two-Face. But you don't notice, and you don't know who it is, until you open the booklet.
Man, you could also know who it was if you've seen the video.
Let's see, War features...
Some chick.
Yeah, they're fantastic. The fuck was that?
The fuck is what?
Did somebody just blow their nose?
I guess so.
Oh, it wasn't me. But, yeah, no, like, I just think, you know, she should have posted up, you know, put up on here, like, you know, Uncontrollable featuring, War featuring, but she didn't do that. She left those two out.
So? I guess they weren't important enough.
I guess not. Or maybe, you know, Miss Keith didn't feel like putting up featuring Begatastic twice in a row.
Kind of like Stevie Stone forgot to put Brother LeChung or Kurt Calhoun, whatever the fuck track that was, on the back of his CD.
Yeah. But, man, how about you bet that number that fucking Vanessa has on her fucking page is probably a fake number?
It's obviously real because it's in the voicemail box. It's not set up yet.
Yeah, and she's had that phone for how long now?
I don't fucking know. Not like I talked to her.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't talk to either.
He's always posting up pictures talking about top secret just for him. Shit like him. Her and her lovely boyfriend.
If it's top secret just for him, why the fuck are you putting it up on fucking Facebook?
Yeah, I don't know.
That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
The world may never know.
I don't think the world wants to know.
Probably not.
I'm just saying, if it's top secret and just for him to know, probably shouldn't put it up on there. That's just my thought up on there.
Bitches like to post pictures up on the internet so somebody says something just so they can have their boyfriend fight with them.
Yeah, right?
Or just so they can call that person a pervert.
Well, that too.
It's a trap.
Yep. It really is. And there again, she really ain't all that attractive.
Man, you say that about a lot of people.
Oh, well, it's true. She's not. She ain't that good looking. I mean, do you think she's that good looking?
In that picture that I made that picture of.
And other than that picture, have you seen another one where she looks good?
Not so much. Looks all right.
Exactly. But I think we should play a trick since we got Whitney Payton coming up next Thursday. And I say we go with Whitney Payton featuring Lee Gal Come Together.
ここでじっくり見せてもらったよ。しかし、 その魔導士らしからぬ優雅さのかけらもない戦いっぷり。
Man, I bet you anything, if again, what's his face, JBO was to watch that, half the shit I watch in Japanese without subtitles. Man, I bet you anything, he would not know what the hell is being said. Even though he claims to speak Japanese.
I'm sure he just knows certain things in Japanese. He doesn't sit there and watch Japanese nonsense.
Exactly. But I like watching it. It's fun.
See, I'm with Seb Coulter on this one. Get the fuck out of here with your foreign bullshit.
Oh, man. So amazingly enough, they finally had all four of the fucking the only Spanish people they have working in WWE team up together.
Yeah, I only know that because I saw the picture on Instagram. But it was those people versus who?
It was them versus the Real Americans and Ry Batsel.
Wow. Clearly Rey Mysterio and them won, right?
I think so, yeah. I didn't really pay much attention to the fact that we give two shits about that match. Because we all know either Raven's going to get injured, Steve Carter's going to get injured, or someone's going to get injured. But, oh, wait, no. Yep, never mind. They, Mysterio did win. Come to think of it, yeah, he did win.
So was it Sin Cara this time?
No. Of course not.
I guess they really can't bring back Sin Cara now.
I guess not.
Since everybody thinks he has a fucking tattoo.
I mean, unless he gets a fucking tattoo, because what the fuck are they going to do? Fucking bring him back without a tattoo?
Yeah, be like, who the fuck is this guy?
They'd be like, it's the real Sin Cara. No, the one with the tattoos are missing card. No.
Yeah, they pretty much fucked that up.
Yeah, they really did.
So sorry, Sin Cara, you don't get to come back.
Yeah, you're fired. Go back to Mexico. Again, AJ Styles.
I thought he was in Japan.
No, he came back. And faced Magnus last night in a no DQ match for the undisputed TNA World Heavyweight Championship.
Yes, right, that was supposed to happen. The one.
Yeah. Magnus.
Wow.
But no. The only reason he won is because of the fact Dixie had everybody else taken out. She had Samoa Joe taken out. She had Kurt Angle taken out. I think she had James Storm and Gunnar taken out. She had fucking Joseph Park taken out. And throughout the entire fucking match, all you saw was EC3 and Rockstar Spud come down and interfere. You had fucking Bad Influence come down and interfere. You had the Bromans come down and interfere. And then finally, you had Bobby Roode come down and interfere.
What the hell do all these people have to do with this match?
Because of the fact Dixie didn't want fucking AJ Styles winning at all.
What made her think all these people would actually help AJ?
Well, no. Because Samoa Joe told her to her face that that he has AJ's back. Sting had his back. I mean, Angle's gonna have his back because it's like, Bobby Roode's down there, fucking Angle's gonna be down there.
Storm and Gunner would be down there just for a fucking fight. So
well, I'm glad to see it was a fair match.
Yeah, right.
Now I'm only hoping that, you know, they don't have this shit happen at fucking the Rumble.
The Rumble.
Yeah, we both know Orton's gonna do whatever the fuck he can to retain that title. Whether it's a fair match or not.
What kind of match is it again? Is it just a match? Plain match?
Yeah, it's just a regular old match.
Which nobody gives a flying fuck about because we've already seen this match.
Yeah.
I think the main match I'm interested in seeing is Lesnar versus Big Show.
See, didn't I tell you that shit was going to happen? Nobody believes me.
So, it will be happening and should be interesting.
I don't even give a shit about that. I just want to see the Rumble.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Fuck that Cena match. Fuck that match. Just show me the Rumble.
It's funny because, in fact, so far, they've only got two people fucking who announced the deal that they will be competing in the Rumble.
Do you really need to know all the people there, right?
Well, we know fucking New Age Outlaws will probably be in it. They'll probably bring back some old people. Like fucking Kevin Nash will probably be in there.
Yeah, right, dude. Dude's probably still injured.
Yeah, probably.
They'll bring out Jake the Snake again.
Yeah. And while they're at it, they can bring a Hornswoggle.
Yeah, you haven't seen him for a while. They'll bring out the real Sin Cara.
Yeah, the face. The fake Sin Cara.
They'll bring him out in like a full body suit or something.
Or a full body cast.
That's after the match.
No, that's before and after the match because Sin Cara will probably get injured on his way to the ring.
Yeah.
He'll probably trip over his own feet and fucking break a fucking wrist and break an ankle.
I bet you Christian ends up in it.
God, I hope not. I mean, too bad fucking Edge can't come back for it, but,
Man, he'll probably come back to...
Let's see. They'll probably bring back Chris Jericho.
Oh, that's right. He hasn't been around. Yeah, he'll be back.
We already know Brock Lesnar's going to be in it.
So he's going to be
in it. Yeah, probably Big Joe. Mark Henry will probably not be in it since he's injured.
he'll probably come back out. Got his other arm broken.
It's true. It's damn true.
Let's see. The Wyatt's gonna probably be in there.
Karma's gonna show up again.
God, I hope that bitch don't show up.
El Torito is gonna be in there too.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, they have to have somebody fucking who's the same size as Hornswoggle. Although I think El Torito is a little taller than fucking Hornswoggle.
The boogeyman's gonna show up.
Yeah, the Godfather's gonna show up and hopefully last more than a fucking second this time.
Man, the Godfather isn't much of a surprise, though. We already know he's there.
Yeah, but it'd be nice, you know, if he lasted longer.
Animal's gonna come back.
Hulk's gonna come back from the dead. And join the mess. Man, how funny would it be if they decided to bring ICP back for the fucking Rumble?
Yeah, that might happen.
X-Pac will probably come back and end up fucking injuring his nuts again.
His nuts? What?
There was a video where fucking X-Pac went to go fucking do the Bronco Busters to somebody, and he missed.
Didn't he rip his asshole? Ain't that what was happening?
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah. He'll come back and rip his asshole again.
I don't even know how the hell you managed that.
I have no idea, but somehow he managed to do it.
Then you're going to have Michael Cole going to be in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Jerry King Waller probably be in the Rumble. Same goes for fucking JBO. Even though he's supposed to be retired.
Jim Ross is going to be in there.
Yeah, Jim Ross is going to eliminate Michael Cole.
And Vince McMahon's going to come down.
Yeah, and fire everybody in the ring. Stephanie's going to be in the match.
Yeah, right.
Maybe fucking Tamina will be in the match.
Doubtful.
Well, we know John Cena won't be in the match.
How do you know? He might be.
Let's see. The Shield will be in the match, which means finally the Shield will not be to work as a fucking team.
Well, they'll have to. Until they have to eliminate each other.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on. How great would it be if the Rumble was a place where the fucking Shield fucking broke up?
That would be amazing.
I think they should do that.
Because it would happen in Pittsburgh.
Hell yeah. Let's see.
I know who's going to come back at the Rumble. Zack Ryder.
Oh, God. That does not need to happen.
That does need to happen.
Let's see.
Hulk Hogan's going to show up.
Yeah, and probably hurt himself. And he's going to throw out his back.
What are you talking about, brother?
Hey, look. Someone's going to put up a picture saying, I don't understand why people pair the Shield members together so much. In all honesty, it's a bit weird. Don't you think they get a bit freaked out?
What?
That's what this fucking picture says. It's a picture of the Shield. It says, I don't understand why people pair the Shield members together so much. In all honesty, it's a bit weird. Don't you think they get a bit freaked out?
I'm going to comment in. I think the Shield needs to go away. Or at least for my range, anyways. Let's see if anybody comments on what I said there.
Well, or it could end up like whenever I ask what they see in Roman Reigns and nobody replied to me. Because they saw nothing, so they didn't feel the need to answer.
Exactly.
Man, that's what I want to do with my mail. I'm going to put a paper shredder in it, in my mailbox.
Man, why the fuck is that faggot fucking showing up on my newsfeed?
Who?
Chris Penland.
The fuck? Are you friends with him?
No, hell no.
Are you not excited for the Red Mist?
No. Definitely not.
Neither are the little girls. Neither are the grown girls.
Yeah. Okay, so apparently he's friends with somebody that I'm friends with. So he's fucking showing up on their fucking status, the comments.
And who's that?
Brianna Larson. She posted up a status saying, "Please, sir, spare weed for the poor." Someone commented saying, "How about a hug instead?"
Hugs, not drugs.
Hey, got somebody said, how about cocaine? And Chris Penn fucking comes out of nowhere saying, "Cocaine is a hell of a drug."
Yeah, look what it did to him.
Yeah, it turned him into a pedophile.
Side effect. You might like young children.
This is why you should stay away from it. And while you're at it, stay away from Chris Penn too.
Everybody needs to stay away from that dude.
It's true. It's so damn true.
Like, I don't even understand how somebody could be that fucking creepy.
Yeah, I have so many fucking friends at the same time.
You get all these people. I don't care if he looks at young naked girls. I don't care. I'll still be his friend.
Yeah,
I don't care. I don't care that he lives on Tiny Chat.
I don't care he lives on Tiny Chat and pervs on a fucking little girl.
That's all he gets to come into his chat rooms. Because young people love that shit.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of which, what the fuck is Snapchat?
That's some kind of app for fucking like iPods and fucking smartphones. It's like Instagram, except you know you're actually talking through pictures and videos.
Talking through pictures. Man, that's what we used to do on fucking MySpace.
Yeah, right?
Nobody leaves comments on pictures anymore. It's conversations.
What the fuck is this? Man, some dumb white bitch is fucking grinding up on some fucking dude. There's no music.
I've seen that before.
Yeah, from Twisted Lee.
I don't know who I saw it from, but I saw that video.
White girls should not fucking grind as twerk. I want to be how much she's out right now. She might be on.
Well, I've been tripping for 10 hours on 3 hits of liquid microdot.
Man, what this folks to do to us anyway, man?
Getting chased around the car by some midgets in the parking lot.
I'm on acid.
Hey, is a midget coming over here? Seen the read on through a tree, a million spiders after me.
I'm on acid.
Oh, come on, I bet it can't eat just one. I'm running around having a fit on myself, I'm about to shit.
I'm on acid.
Man, I gotta get to a toilet, dawg. Feeling all calm, then all of a sudden your fingers get numb. Beats are freezing, what is the season? Where are we at and why are we leaving? Trees are shrinking, turning plants to roots and roots back into season. Clouds are changing, coming at me, different directions. Now I'm freaking, toes are raking, body's shaking. Man, I thought it was some crack. Called the fire department, told them I had a flame up on my back. This shit crazy, plus the navel, razors dancing on the table. There's a horse, we got a horse, yeah we do, and I've seen the stable. Quit the flogging, I ain't flogging, gotta be. Don't be playing when you drop it, it will hit you. If it's Del Cap,
to hit my bed, man.
Waking up on that Thursday to have another Saturday.
I'm on that shit. I can't wait till I find some more of that shit.
And we're back.
Oh, at least I did during, like, you know, close to the track ending. Well, before the track ended, I should say. Let's have some cocoa water. Well, Cocoa Cafe. Perfect for hydrating your system. Mwahaha.
No.
You know, I'm surprised looking Chris Pemberton, fucking, you got a comment on that fucking picture though, because that bitch looks like she's about underage.
He probably sent her a message.
Probably would.
Talking about, hey baby, come to my tiny chain.
Yeah, come grind in my tiny chat.
And she's like, I gotta wait for my parents to go to bed.
Well, apparently somebody's not in a good mood.
And I know somebody doesn't care. Me.
I don't care either, but it's kind of funny.
Well, go ahead and like it.
Well, I would if it was, Man, towards some mud. Looks like haters.
Who looks like haters?
Looks like a bunch of haters.
Okay, then.
This is funny. How these people just know. Can't go up with any numbers at all. This is just funny.
It's hilarious.
Well, mainly because of the fact that the haters, even though they're talking shit about ICP, at the same time, they're correcting everybody in the fucking on the fucking comments.
What has that got to do with somebody that's in a bad mood?
I don't know. Apparently, to G Angel, Juggalit, Marie Buck, goes, hey, I am in I don't give a fuck mood, so fuck off. I don't have time for your stupid little ass right now. So go fuck off and cry to your mommy or daddy, because this bitch don't give a fuck. And then Larry Johnson, ICP sucks. G Angel, go fuck yourself. Larry Johnson, my dick ain't long enough.
Wow.
Michael Yoder, don't be a hater, asshole, whoop whoop.
Yeah.
Travis Jones, ICP, Insane Clown Pussies. Oh, no, Insane Clown Cock Pussies.
That's clever. We haven't heard that before.
Travis Jones, I equals illegal, C equals child, P equals pornography.
What?
I equals illegal, C equals child, P equals pornography.
Okay.
Man. And this is just keep going and going and going and going. Go and go and like fucking 97 fucking comments and it's all haters.
Nice.
Like I said, the main thing that they're all doing and is just correcting everybody's spelling. Yeah, pretty much. Let's see if we can find anything else that's actually interesting up on here.
Nope.
Hey, look, it's prophecy.
Many times can you preach us lies without thinking in the end that we will reply. Within the next vision, I had become the man to lead the people from the land where you had command. It's no coincidence that the music is on repeat about material things over heavy beats. You see the prophet in everything that they cop in the taxes, raise money for government as they watch it. Everything we do, from the clothes and the politics we amuse, and then people blame God as if heaven knew. We had decisions in a life he can't make for you. Those people lose faith like he's not with them. Just imagine if he answered everything we give him. There would be no lessons that we learn from pain. We lose a love for the sun if there wasn't rain. I try to be the best person when I'm speaking mine. I try to be a great teacher in these troubled times. But the chalk lines aren't up on the board no more. They seem to only line the bodies on the bloody floor. The mathematics, the hustle, and the skill they learn. And the finish for a weapon as the barrel burns. They try to eat from the fantasy that they sketched out. But there's a one-way sign on this hustle route. Now they scheming to be the vision. They dreaming why the government providing the reason to leave you bleeding. Why they hustle through the seasons. The fiends leave them believing that the rich will be war. They re-up to keep receiving. So they risk almost everything. For the money that the hustle brings, why the government, this last skin, they make money off of pain so they lock us in.
Damn. Definitely been a while since we've heard Prophecy fucking spit to him. Man, fucking, we need to figure out fucking some way to get people to fucking tune the fuck in again.
Well, I don't have very many ideas, so I can't help you there.
Yeah. I mean, unless maybe next Friday we start, like, you know, we do like the daytime fucking JR, like you were thinking, and see if we get people coming that way.
You could try it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I thought we could try it tomorrow, but only because of the fact.
since, you know, it'd be a weekend and nobody's got to work, like, not everybody's going to be at work and there's no school, so it's mean. We just might beta ban people in.
Well, try it on Sunday.
Yeah, we can try that. Try it on Sunday.
Orlando Cloud, what the fuck do you want?
Are you guys still alive?
Oh, apparently he said, I boxed you back finally. No, I don't use that fucking shit anymore. I can't box it no more. It bores the fuck out of me now. And if I ever do decide to use it, the only time I'll use it is to hit up fucking Bones from fucking AMB. Other than that, yeah, I don't use it.
And go figure, man. I was like, what, fucking a couple months, like, you know, like we did the interview like in February of that month of that year. Like, what, like a few months later, fucking AMB got back with fucking psychopathic. AMB fucking announced, you know, back in the gathering of 2013 that they were officially back with psychopathic. But a few months before the gathering, we got AMB before it went back to psychopathic. Yeah, man, it was like February 18th or 14th. We did the interview with AMB. I don't know. Maybe Monday I'll give James a call because I keep getting calling him. Let's see if we can do something with Twisted. But I'll give him a call. Yeah, probably not. But, let's see. Joy Nicole. Man, that bitch like never responded to my fucking comment that I made up on her fucking status. Well, our status is, if I can find it again. Man, that bitch must have fucking deleted her fucking status.
You scared her away.
Where the fuck is that? Man, what the fuck? Oh, God. Really? Like, she really needed to put that with that fucking shit? No. No! fucking join the call, fucking put up. Watching Nightmare Before Christmas. Oogie Boogie Swag.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, people tend to ruin things by saying things like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Or saying bro, or come at me, bro, or sticking their tongue out in their pictures. That's how you lose people's interest.
Yeah. Probably explains why I lose interest all the time at work, because of the fact I got a couple coworkers, the only words they use are bro and fucking shit like that. So I'm like, yeah, no, fuck off.
Well, then that's when you make fun of them.
Yeah, I did. I was like, yeah, bro. For real, brah.
Yeah, you say it back to them. They hate that shit. What are you talking about, bro? Is that right, bro? What the fuck are you saying, bro, bro?
How about the fact on December 28th, the district fucking put up saying, remember LimeWire? Yes, the days of free music. But I should fucking comment back. Remember Napster? The days when they actually had good music to fucking download for free?
Yeah. Till they started to charge people.
Yeah. Yeah, I really think this chick fucking deleted that status, though.
See what you did. Scared her off her own fucking status. Are you happy? Are you proud of yourself?
Yes. Yes, I am. Well, I mainly fucking commented because I guess it has something to do with McDonald's.
What did it say about McDonald's?
Like, asking if someone wanted to take her to fucking McDonald's for fucking breakfast at midnight. I was like, hey, come to Connecticut. I will. Because my wife, fat, happy ass, ain't walking all the way to fucking Detroit. Hell no.
Detroit, yeah. That's close.
Oh, yeah. let's see. Jennifer File Trial says, oh yeah, 100% not sick anymore. Yay.
Did you say happy birthday to her yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Good job.
I shanked Paris Hilton because I got abs.
Good.
You ate a mop.
Well, why'd you eat a mop?
No, you did.
Eat no mop.
Well, let's see. January is the month of your birthday, so I ate and you're the 31st, a mop. I don't know what color shirt you're wearing, so I'm going to go with brown. Oh, no, I'll just go with red.
Brown? I don't think I've ever wore a brown shirt in my life.
Well, I have no idea what color shirt you got.
Well, you must know, but I don't even got no shirt on.
Okay, fine. You ate a mop because you've got abs.
Yeah, that's what happened.
So, you ate a mop because you got abs, and I shanked Paris Hilton because I have abs.
What the fuck? I didn't realize I had abs.
I didn't either. I didn't realize I had it either. But but
or that I enjoy eating mops.
Well, I definitely enjoy shanking Paris Hilton.
Hell yeah. I enjoyed it when she died in House of Wax.
Hell yeah. Now, if only she would die in real life, we'd all be happy.
Soon enough.
Yeah, I think I'll shank the bitch.
Well, get on that.
I will. I've got to take a swig of my Coco Cafe.
Man, you don't take no swigs, you take gulps.
That's one thing I hate about this stuff. It's got like particles of coconut in it. Blah.
Coconut is disgusting.
Well, like I said, I like coconut water. But I don't like coconut itself.
Yeah. And you're saying it again, I still don't understand.
Time to wash my waist.
Oh yeah, what's it gonna do?
No, I don't know. I'm drinking some fucking waist washers.
Says it tastes like flat pop, and he's still drinking it.
I think it must have just been that one can. Because this one doesn't even taste flat.
How does one can just be flat?
Well, I guess the same way that my fucking one Schwagel that I had one day was fucking flat. But my root beer and that, all the other ones were not. What the fuck? I wanted a tag. Let's try this again. I'm gonna tag Miss Ducky into these comics. And why not? I mean, she's probably the only person on my list that actually enjoys comics, like I do.
Exactly. It's cute that you finally made a friend.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because I think tomorrow my final picture should be here.
And what picture is that?
Echo Endless.
That's right. I thought that would be here by now.
Yeah, right. I mean, that should go for fucking Pet Video.
I mean, everything else came. Where the fuck's that at?
Well, I'm still waiting on my attitude there. One, two, so.
So how many discs is that?
What, the attitude there?
The DVD that you were. Since it's that and another one.
Oh, no. I just got the one.
Well, how much is it?
Just the Attitude itself was $7.14. And you see how many
that's only three.
Okay.
I thought you got that and the other one.
Nah. Chose not to. I didn't really feel like getting the whole Triple H thing. The carrier has not provided tracking details for this shipment at the time. Well, motherfucker, then why the hell are you asking me to fucking track my fucking order?
They're toying with your emotions.
Apparently. I mean, shit, man, I mean, let's see, estimated delivery time between January 14th and January 30th. But yet, I got everything, but yet I got everything else that fucking on time.
Well, it's not the 14th yet.
No. But I got, like, fucking, fucking sacrifice of the videos that came, yesterday. And then, of course, I got all these. And I got, man, I gotta find a fucking place for all these comics until I fucking buy those, until I get that fucking, starter kit.
Here it is, the official track listing for the new album, On the Brink. It is set to release on my birthday.
So the 31st.
And physical copies will be available. Signed pre-orders will open soon. Made You Look featuring Underrated of Potluck. Storybook, Boombayah.
Hell yeah, seeing Spice number fucking one. Hell yeah, that's dope. You got Whoopity Woo Woo. The fuck? Whoopity Woo Woo, really?
Man, looks like she's working with a bunch of people off of fucking Suburban Noise.
Yeah. Roscoe, DPG, and Cool Nuts, and then Cryptic Wisdom, and then Voices featuring Dubs.
Well, that's a great song right there, Deleted.
Now, is that actually on the track, or was that actually deleted?
Look, another song about voices. How about that?
Yeah, right.
Shit, man, she gonna sign it, man. I'll order one. Shit.
Yeah, I'll order one too.
Well, now we just gotta wait until she puts this shit up for pre-order.
Yeah.
Well, you could just simply ask her when she's here on the 16th.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
She's ever put out.
I think so too. I don't think the other ones had that many tracks.
They did not.
For once, she's got a track that doesn't feature bars and past fucking people that she's worked with over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least now we have more information.
About what?
About the album. We don't know when the pre-order is going to be, but we know when it's going to drop. Well, apparently, On the Brink is her debut album.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything else she put out were all EPs.
I don't think this girl got enough holes in her face.
What the fuck?
Good luck, man. She got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, holes in her face.
Does she at least look good?
She looks alright, except for half of her head shaved. And 9 holes in her fucking face. So who won that match between Big E and Randy Orton?
Orton. Because Orton ended up delivering a thumb to the eye of Big E and then hitting a RKO off of that.
Wow, somebody really got a tattoo of that. Ain't nobody got time for that shit. Fucking lady.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, Ludacris. Ludacris, you spelled tattoo wrong.
What the fuck? Oh, shit. I love that when I ordered my fucking comic book, man, like I got free shit with that. Which is dope.
Oh, look at this. Brother Lynch Hung has a mixtape out.
Yay.
Called The Gas Station.
What the fuck? Really? He couldn't up with a better title than that?
It's really him holding a gas pump.
What the fuck?
Apparently it's volume 2.
No, fuck that. I demand Berlin's Hunt. Go back to the studio. And rewrite. And change the fucking title of that shit.
Man, I don't even really like Brother Lynch Hung.
I don't either.
He had some decent songs, but like, I'm not crazy about.
Let's see, what else can I find on here? Armageddon 2001. What the fuck?
Oh yeah, you can talk to Whitney Payton about how she's on tour with a 36 Mafia.
Hell yeah, we can definitely do that. Go figure, Vanessa. You're an idiot. Because we tried calling her when we were live and on, and I even told her, we are live and tried to call your ass in. It's 1:30, and she hits me up saying, you on now?
Oh, my God. I'm punching her in the face.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? Dude, I should get this. It's only $2.
What's only $2?
Armageddon 2001, issue number one.
Fuck is that?
Comic book. It was released in 1991.
Let's see.
I need to loot it.
Oh, look, this person's watching gay-ass Dragon Ball Z. Fuck your picture of Dragon Ball Z.
$2.25. I wonder if I can put my points towards this. Probably not, though. Man. Maybe I'll just add to my wish list and both of us taking out 28. Interesting. Like, what the fuck? So 104, 85, minus 28, 08 equals. Damn. They usually take off looking 35-10. This time they're only taking out 28. That's fine by me. Which means I'm getting some good old fucking fashion comic books. And get me some fucking Jessica Nigri.
make up your fucking mind on how you say it.
I don't know how to fucking pronounce her damn name. I mean, shit, we should call her into the show one day and be like, hey, how do you pronounce your last name?
You do that.
And no, Vanessa, we are live 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern.
Dumb bitch. She's like an hour or so behind us.
Is she?
don't know, an hour or two or something like that. Possibly three.
No, she's on the same time as we are.
So is one.
She's in South Carolina.
Is she?
Yes.
See that? I don't even know where the fuck she's at.
Yeah, what's even funny is the fact that I sent her a picture with the time of the show on it. And she saw it, too. And she's still asking, you want to know?
Oh, my God.
Come on. Dumb fucking bitch. I'm going to smack you. Let me see if I can move this to my fucking wish list. The ones Blog Talk actually takes out, it's $28. I can get a couple magazines, comics. See what kind of magazines they got here. Ooh, Hero Illustrated issue number 13. That's definitely a good one. Can't lose list of 94. Exclusive Dark Horse comic part 1 of 2 inside. Hey, I'm down for that. Ooh, what the fuck was that? See how much their action figures cost. $60.
$60 fucking.
Yep.
The fuck out of here.
Batman Arkham City, Play Arts, Kai, Harley Quinn, and Poison Ivy.
So did you play that Asylum game?
Not yet.
So I ended up beating that game the other day. And I want to say that it's a shame that they made all the other people a little harder to beat than Joker. Joker was easy as fuck.
I believe it.
They even had him all beefed up and shit because he took that fucking shit and he injected himself with it. But he was easy as fuck to beat.
Oh, bud.
And then the second one picks up after they're dragging him off, and then Killer Croc comes back up and steals that shit from the water, the toxin, or whatever the fuck that shit is.
Yeah, I gotta play that.
So I'm guessing the second one has, like, Riddler in it and Two-Face and shit like that.
Yeah, it does.
And Killer Croc again, because clearly he's not fucking dead. And the Joker, of course.
Yeah, I think the Joker's somewhere in there. I just haven't gotten to him yet.
I mean, I completed the game, but I didn't get all the fucking riddles and shit, though.
I can't stand the riddles. Anything.
But I did find a good amount of them. Found like 69 or some shit like that. Out of like 240.
Alright, my wish list. Ooh, here we go. This guy hitting the star.
But I just wish the game would, you know, show you where you have to go a little better.
Yeah, you think they would?
I mean, they show you on the map where you have to go, but they don't really tell you how to get there. You gotta just kind of wing it. No pun intended.
more first issues. Yeah, man, you know, speaking of fucking Batman, well, I guess, one thing I definitely love about fucking Comic Underground is the fact that they have a lot of first issues, like really old fucking comics. I mean, come on, like they got a fucking Beavis and Butthead comic book up in this shit. They got one of the original Spider-Man comic books. But I want to find the Amazing Spider-Man. Let's see, they've got a lot of X-Men, issue one of X-Men. And X-Force. And issue one of Youngblood.
I think Stan Lee has a new fucking show coming out too.
Thanks. Amazing Spider-Man issue number one. Let's see how much is this fucking place asking for it. Well, I guess that's to be expected, but I ain't paying that much for it. Yeah. Ooh, Anti-Venom. Issue number one. But yeah, they want fucking $23,000.
Buy fucking car with it.
Well, let's see. For on one side, it's $23,500, and on another side, $250, which actually makes sense.
See, it's only a good thing if you're selling it.
Exactly.
If you pay in that price for a fucking comic book, you out of your goddamn mind.
If I had the money, I'd buy it.
Like I said, you're out of your goddamn mind.
Yeah, but come on, but it's Amazing Spider-Man issue number one, like...
Man, I don't give a fuck. It's full of fucking naked bitches. I don't give a fuck.
Actually, they do have a fucking comic book about that, like, for that, too. It's called Sex. and it's an actual comic book.
That's original.
They got that, and they have Sexual Criminals.
Yeah, because we need to read about this shit when there's porn out there.
Look, The Walking Dead, issue number two. Current bid is $425. Ooh, I want to see if I can find Elektra. Battle Books Elektra, no. No. Elektra, 1996 first series. Issue number one for... They want to ask me for $1.10. That's not a bad price.
That's not a bad price. It's only a fucking dollar.
Well, dollar plus $4 or $5 shipping.
Oh, you big baller.
And, yeah, man, the list just keeps going on and on and on. And on. And on. But when was the very first Electroid? comic book released. That's, I remember that one. Okay, yeah, it's 1996. So if I was to get this, it would be totally worth it. And Electra Assassin came out in 86. Yeah, I'm fine back to my old nerdy self.
The lovely talk of comic books.
How about this? We've got issue one of Deathstroke, for it as well. Eclipso, issue number one. Outsiders, Nomad, Teen Titans. Original Ghost Rider Rides Again, issue number one, for $3.
Ghost Rider fucking sucks.
Well, the movie wasn't so, yeah, but the comic book was actually fucking pretty badass. And the cartoon was fucking dope, too. Favorite game, Magic.
Yeah, definitely not my favorite game. I played it once.
Yeah, and they're asking $36 for the Commander deck. And $62 for another deck.
Who wants to pay that kind of money for some fucking Magic cards?
I don't know. I'd spend $90 on the Batgirl action figure that they have.
Oh my god.
Or even Darth Malgus.
I guess it could be worse. I guess you could be spending your money on drugs.
Exactly. I mean, you know, at least I'm spending on something that's, you know, worth my money.
Well, it's not really worth your money, but whatever
technically it could be, because, you know, like, as long as I can keep it in a case and shit like that, you know, like, it's bound to become worth, like, a lot of money at some point in time.
Well, what the fuck else are you going to do with it? You going to go outside and play with it in the sand like a little kid? You going to have sex with it? What the fuck are you going to do with it? Why would it get fucked up?
Well, how the fuck would I have sex with a damn fucking action figure?
You said it was Batgirl or some shit.
Yeah, I fucked the shit out of her.
I don't know what kind of weird shit you do.
Oh, I definitely don't fuck action figures.
Man, how the fuck do we know? You could probably do some more fucked up shit than that. Who knows?
but here's a shirt that you might like, even though it's not, you know, I have your size.
No, it sucks.
No, it's The Walking Dead. The good, the bad, the hungry.
I've seen that shirt. And they sell Walking Dead shirts on fucking eBay.
Yeah. Do they sell comic books on eBay? We'll go find out.
Did you really just ask that? They sell everything on fucking eBay.
Let's see if I can find Elektra. see. Let's do free shipping. Because I don't think, nobody for the fucking shipping. Ultimate Electra issue 1, Devil's Due. And he's all worth it too. John Kelmer Finis, 1983, Electra Asylum Records. Vinyl LP. Interesting. I actually might start buying some fucking vinyl records. Because with vinyl records, you get a hell of a lot more than you would an actual CD. Did you diary?
Just ask me if I have diarrhea.
I asked you if you died already. Where the fuck did you get diarrhea from?
From eating all that food. But no, I died about an hour ago.
Yeah, no, seriously, like fucking vinyl records, like you have to get more of your money, because like with vinyl you get fucking posters and shit.
Okay then.
Man, I bet you anything if fucking Chris was still up on here, he'd probably fucking piss himself.
Over what?
Well, along with the fucking Miss Keisha CD, Miss Keisha also sent me a one of those small cards for fucking Acrobon for Lyrical, Cycle Jesus, and Fetus. And she sent me like
over a little card.
Oh, so see, she sent me 3 of those, a couple cards of her, so yeah, I think she sent me a business card somewhere.
The hell is she sending you business cards for?
I don't know, I mean, Monica Lee sent me a business card, too.
But I'm saying, like, you know who Miss Keisha is, though.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to my wish list.
Yeah, maybe you can have your little minions buy you things.
Yeah, I'm not that lady, or I'm not Ivy Doom's kitty. I don't need people to buy things for me. I actually buy it for myself.
Now, if only everybody thought like that.
But hey, I mean, I could add fucking friends with Facebook to my Amazon. Go figure. All the people that are on my list that use it are all fucking chicks.
Duh. They want people to buy them things.
This is how they're not ugly.
Man, I wouldn't be surprised they on your list.
No, she's not that bad looking. Jennifer Nicole Goody. Or Goudry.
Man, I know who the fuck that is.
Yeah, she's on that list. Samantha Desiree Bonham. Yeah.
And Jennifer Tick, man, she's on a fucking promo horse, dipshit.
Yeah, see how much I pay attention to that?
Man, you probably don't know half of them bitches that are on them pictures.
Probably not. Yeah, I guess I'll wait to get these comic books loot next time. I'm going to try and get pizza later on.
Don't want to spend too much money on pizza, though. But you'll drop $2,000 on some fucking comic books.
Well, I'm going to Papa John's.
Okay. And
yeah,
that matters why.
Okay, I'm going to probably get some pizza, maybe a couple wings.
Maybe a little bit of everything on the menu.
Oh, no, I ain't got the money for that.
A side of a diet drink.
No. I don't think Papa John does diet drinks.
I'm sure they do.
I don't know. Let's go find out.
Oh, yeah, unless I wait, Mom.
Maybe, unless I wait till, like, you know, the 26th, and then I'll get pizza then.
What the fuck?
Or Rumble.
You can't have pizza now and then have pizza then, too.
I probably could. Yeah. Celebrate 30 years of with our special offers. View specials.
No.
Try our new chicken poppers.
No.
Bronx Bomber Special. $11.98. Wings and a 2-liter.
Nope.
Pizza.
This isn't Little Caesars.
It could be.
No, it could not be.
But you take me to the fucking... Oh, I see they just had to change up the fucking menus and I look on the website. Hey, look, they have diet, sort of.
Duh.
Diet Pepsi, Diet Mountain Dew, Pepsi Next, Pepsi Max. This, aquafina water, like a 20-ounce bottle. 2-liter bottle of fucking Lutin Press Pepsi.
Holy shit, no way. Is that a very rare comic book over there?